Till now we've been discussing in the sixth parak types of caring which is owed us as the Rabbanan. Now in the third mishnah of the sixth parak, we are going to start to think that often at the right of the carry is considered mamash lose. So take the issue of a mat and the kuba. A woman should not go out with a needle that has a hole in it, because that's mamish, something that's not as tashed, it's not used as decoration, it's just carrying. Lose tabash yeshua choitam. And not with a ring that has a signet ring, because that's also it's not jewelry, just carrying the signet ring on her finger. Just because you're wearing it around your finger doesn't mean that you're not carrying it. Lovely kulya, lovely fevelis. Shouldn't go out with some type of thing with a metal thing, which metal ring which they put around their head. But it wasn't the head type of headbang that was used for jewelry. This was something used for other purposes, and most women did not wear it, and therefore it's considered just carrying this ring on her head. And this kavelis is. It's like a little container made out of silver or gold, which she would put her perfume in it. So since she's carrying it not as jewelry, but just as a way to hold the perfume, that is also. So the silver shook plyton, that's also another type of glass, a little jar, that has some type of perfume in it. And Yotis Chayevus Chatzin Zira Meir. May have said that she kills out with any of these, it's an Isid Araitis. Chachomim disagree with the last two, but Poshim Bekavez with silver shook plyton. If she's putting on, carrying this thing, that has the perfume in it, they say you shouldn't do like a tefillah, because maybe she's going to take it off and carry it, but in the right they held that it's like a type of garment, and she's doing it to prevent the foul smell being emitted from her.